We will reprise today's message, is what we did twice yesterday in Springfield and Kansas City, and we'll do again this afternoon in St. Louis. In my role as Lieutenant Governor, I have the statutory responsibility as advocate for Missouri's senior population. And in that capacity, I am surprised and disappointed, frankly appalled, at the utter failure of Governor Nixon and his administration to address the crisis in care for some of Missouri's most vulnerable citizens. Governor Nixon's Department of Health and Senior Services chose to privatize the assessment and care of in-home health care service. I want to stress that I don't necessarily have a problem with the decision to hand this off to a private entity to accomplish. But from the outset, there were alarms being sounded about problems that arose right away with the contract. And from the time of those alarms being sounded, the administration ignored those problems. It's my understanding that DHSS didn't act. Some reports say because the governor told them not to act. It was public outrage, a rising media storm, and finally legislative pressure from members of both parties in the House and Senate that finally forced DHSS, after many months, to cancel the contract. Now, the administration had no backup plan. That much is clear. The situation has not improved. Our seniors and most vulnerable citizens are still at risk. It has today been 48 days since DHSS has taken over the duties of their failed contract. And yet thousands of Missouri seniors and other Missourians are still waiting to be assessed. Many of these are critical assessments. Once again, the administration's current situation is failing Missourians, yet Governor Nixon doesn't even speak to the issue, refuses to admit his mistakes, and refuses to move in timely fashion to correct this situation. Now, this is not about politics. This is not about policy differences. This is about seniors and disabled Missourians and their families, whose very lives, in many cases, are being threatened by this abject failure of our government. Missouri's most vulnerable seniors are greatly affected. So many of them are struggling to cling to their independence, keep their homes, remain in their homes, and maintain the pride and self-confidence that derives from that independence, so important to them. Home health care is a proven way for them to keep their independence. While qualified health care workers come into the home for a set number of hours a week and provide help with personal care such as cooking, cleaning, and personal hygiene, yet the Nixon administration is taking away the opportunity for our seniors and vulnerable residents to receive home health care and assisted living. Taking over the assessments in September, with 9,300 backlogged cases, it's reported that DHSS has hired 92 temporary employees, and they've stated they may hire up to 130. This will cost, we know, the state at least $8 million this year. And yet the backlog, now if that had been done and the backlog were being cleared, we wouldn't be here today. Yet the backlog remains, and in fact, I was told yesterday at both of my stops, seems to be getting worse for many patients. The phone calls, just as with the prior contractor, go unanswered. The hold times, just as before, can last for hours. Messages are not returned. Since DHSS took over the work, we learned yesterday, only 400 of 1,000 patients on the critical needs list have been assessed. That's in 48 days. That means there are 600 seniors in critical condition who have been waiting for months for assessments for care that have not even been looked at. This is unacceptable. We still have thousands of seniors with non-critical needs that will be forced to wait even longer, and many of their conditions are now becoming critical with this delay. In the Kansas City region, another provider has seen only three of its 21 critical needs patients move through the bureaucracy in this time. In addition to everything I've described up to this point, you need to understand there are reassessments that need to be accomplished and new assessments coming in daily that DHSS must ignore while they deal with this backlog they are not processing. DHSS, the providers, so many of whom I met with yesterday, with Representative Thomas Long, are locked in an encounter of mutual frustration with the government that's supposed to be their partner and supposed to be serving them, and they're failing Missouri seniors. Now, the law of our state says the assessments must be acted on within 15 days from when they are requested. This is blithely and blatantly ignored by DHSS. And this is completely unacceptable. DHSS, we've learned one thing. They are not capable of managing this caseload, and the time has come when they must face the music. Missouri taxpayers have been forced to foot the bill for this ongoing disaster. Because DHSS is taking months to do the assessments, providers are forced to put people who want to stay in their homes into long-term care of some kind, nursing homes, who otherwise could be receiving in-home care at a fraction of the cost or in assisted living. The cost to a state for a Medicaid patient to receive in-home health care is approximately $6,000 a year. The cost to the state per year for that same person to be in a nursing home is $36,000 a year. We have thousands of patients affected. Why is DSS forcing seniors who are capable of staying at home and who desire to stay at home into nursing homes and making Missouri taxpayers pick up the enormous bill? Many Missouri businesses are being forced to stop providing care because they cannot afford to provide free care while patients' assessments languish in the state bureaucracy. How many of these homegrown Missouri businesses will face the difficult choices of cutting back their staffing, that is, shedding jobs, or possibly even some of them closing up shop altogether? So Missouri jobs are on the line as well. And what we're facing, it's clear, is the unholy trifecta. Seniors aren't receiving the critical care they need. Missouri businesses are being negatively impacted. And taxpayers are being forced to foot the bill for the additional costs of this administration's clear and manifest ineptitude. The administration must act now and get these assessments done. A great point that was made yesterday by my partner in this effort, Representative Thomas Long, was that, you know, many issues that we talk about here in Jefferson City, we say, well, the legislature convenes the first week of January and we'll address that by introducing a bill on January 4th. No, that is not acceptable. We have to move now. This is a crisis today. People have been waiting up to 6 months for assessments that they are not getting that should have been processed by now, and we know how to fix this. So, the answer to what must be done. I generally support public-private partnerships for many of these services, but it needs to be administered correctly with adequate oversight. And when problems arise, they need to be not ignored, but dealt with immediately. DHSS should do what has been done before and allow the providers who performed these assessments in the past to perform these assessments again until the backlog is eliminated. Stricter auditing measures can be used to ensure the system is not abused. The administration needs to work collaboratively with the General Assembly, with providers and senior advocates to come up with a long-term workable solution. Had this been done when problems first arose with the private contract many months ago, we would not be here today talking about a crisis. It's time for the excuse-making and the buck passing to stop. It's time for the Nixon administration to work with providers and other elected officials so we can fix this mess and ensure Missouri's most vulnerable seniors are properly cared for in a timely fashion. I'm going to turn over the podium at this time before we respond to questions to a genuine hero in this effort, a guy who has taught me a lot about this process and the dysfunction we're trying to address, and that is a leader on this issue from Springfield, Missouri, Representative Thomas Long. Thomas?
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you for being here this morning. And I want to reiterate a few points that the Lieutenant Governor has placed out into the public domain. And that's, we have a way to fix this problem. I was brought into this issue by a constituent who's in the assisted living facilities when SynCare was coming in. But we've moved past SynCare, and DHSS has taken over this program. When we were moving past SynCare, the providers came to us and they said, look, we will be glad to come forward and help this backlog. And I said, well, how long do you think it will take for you to do the backlog of the assessments? I said, well, could you do it in 2 weeks? And they just laughed. They said, we're in these people's homes every week. We can do this in 2 weeks. We can get these assessments done, and we could submit them to the state. So instead of us hiring so far up to about 90 people, testimony in committee was that we were going to hire up to 133 people to complete these assessments. We have a whole pool of registered nurses, LPNs who will be monitored by registered nurses, who are willing to go out and do the assessments, and we can instead spend that time, that effort, and that money on either approving, not approving, increasing, or decreasing what the assessment says that we should bring them out. We could have this program up to date, at least on the assessment side, within 2 to 3 weeks. And then in January, when we all come back to Jefferson City, then we can talk about what we're going to go and do in the future. These people are desperate. Their future is now. It's not in January. Yesterday in Springfield, we had a lady come, and she just broke down in tears. And she said, I will not go to a nursing home. I will lay down on my floor and I will die. I will not go to a nursing home. And all she needs, because she's facing back surgery, she needs a little help with laundry, she needs a little help with cooking, and she needs a little help with cleaning. That's just basic in-home care that she is qualified for, but she has been waiting months to be assessed. Now, I want to make clear, there is a place in Missouri for all of our health care. There's a place for home health care, there's a place for assisted living, and there's a place for skilled care, or what we call nursing home care. So this is not a slap at anybody. But what we do not need to do in Missouri is force people up the ladder of health care, not because they need it, not because they want it, but because we're too inept to put them in the right area. It's not good for them, it's not good for society, and it's not good for the taxpayer because, of course, as they move up the healthcare continuum, it's much more expensive. One other point that I want to touch on is, at least in the home healthcare, they're not getting hurt as much financially as the assisted living is. I spent last night with a lot of folks in my assisted living community, and they're telling me stories about where they have literally had patients for 2, 3, and 4 months that they're not going to be paid for, ever. They're qualified. They're waiting on the assessment. They're waiting on the approval. At some point in time, these people are going to have to make a financial decision. And that financial decision is going to be that they're going to have to move them out, and those people will end up in nursing, full care, highly skilled facilities. And, of course, that cost to the taxpayer moves up. With that, if Senator Dixon wants to say something, I will turn the podium over to him, and then
thank
I guess we can take some questions.
Thank you for joining us, Senator Bob Dixon.
Thank you. Just very briefly, I want to thank Representative Long and Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder for their leadership on this extremely important issue. I, too, have talked with a number of constituents in the Springfield area. Just as recently as last week, I spoke with some folks who expressed that the backlog is at best not decreasing. But we're actually, in some cases, seeing the backlog getting worse. Now, as we got word in Springfield, I think we were actually at Oxford when news broke that the Syncare contract was going to be terminated, I immediately began to be concerned that we could be going into something worse if we didn't have a good backup plan through the department. So I wrote a letter to the director, and I've recently have gotten a response that lacks detail, and it just underscores yet again my concern for the people that we are supposed to be making sure get care. The aged, blind, and disabled population is at extreme risk. And these are real folks with real addresses, and they have very real needs. And I want to make sure that they get the care they really need. And again, I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Kinder, as well as my colleague from Springfield, for their leadership. Thank you.
I want to make one more point that was stressed yesterday by providers. The State Department of DHSS has, I guess, sort of in an understandable all-hands-on-deck response to taking this in-house, this assessment process, has pulled people from other departments and, I guess, hired new people. These people have no nursing or medical expertise to do this assessment, unlike the registered nurses who have been doing it. We were told both by providers in Springfield and Kansas City yesterday, their people are trained nurses who go into these homes, as Thomas Long just said, and are with them on a daily and weekly basis. It's not the same with somebody hired on an emergency basis by DHSS on the phone from Jefferson City trying to make sense of the facts of a situation. That's another reason why this is dysfunctional and doesn't work. You put it back in the provider's hands and you'll have trained medical people, RNs, doing the assessments. You still have the state check because the DHSS has to sign off on it. But that's the way it had been done before, and we know it can work. Thank you.